You're listening to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. On past episodes, we've talked about the differences between a creator and an influencer, and even spoken with former host Jess about how she monetizes social media as a creator. Today, Carrie and I are going to talk about how to monetize your social media as a creator influencer.
This is an exciting topic for an influencer to talk about because it's a way to make money and income so that they can then focus more on creating content. And in return, that content benefits brands and destinations alike as they can work together to get the end result that they want. And so I'm always excited to learn more about this topic, and I hope that everybody here is excited to learn a little bit more about things that we can do to monetize our social media channels.
Absolutely.
So before we get started, Malia, let's talk about our time out for trends. Is there something that influenced you this week in social media?
Yes. And again, it's food, like I talked about last time, because I love food prep reels on Instagram. I found this amazing salad on a reel, and I've saved the recipe, and I'm going to make it for my lunches next week. It's got like cucumbers and green peppers and cherry tomatoes, chickpeas, pasta. I mean, just very, you know, trying to lose a couple LBs. So, you know.
Well, that sounds great. For me, I was recently in the Netherlands, and we had a free afternoon, so I was scrolling Instagram, kind of checking out different places to go, and I found a little city called Delft. So my husband and I decided to catch the train for a little bit, and the pictures were so beautiful from Instagram that we went, and we were not disappointed. It was a great recommendation that I got, so we were so happy to be able to do that.
Oh, cool. I have so loved following your post while you were gone to the Netherlands, too.
Well, I have to say, the Netherlands really know how to bike. They have great bike lanes, and it's safe, and I would recommend it highly to anybody.
Cool. It looked like you had a great time, so welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. It's always good to come home.
Yes. Well, let's just jump right on in then. Now, there are several ways to monetize your TikTok account. So let's talk about those. The jumping off point for monetizing TikTok is through Creator Next. And this is where you can grow and develop your community on the platform. And so when you join Creator Next, you receive access to tools and features that'll help you turn your creativity into, you know, a moneymaker, into a business, or, you know, just a side hustle if you choose. And so through the Creator Next, it talked about all the different ways that you could maximize monetization opportunities and even collaborate with brands, which I thought that was very interesting. So when we get to that, I'm kind of geeking out a little bit about that. But one of the places to start is the Creator Fund. And this, I think, is really cool that TikTok has put together a way to show appreciation to their creator community, and they reward them for, you know, incredible TikTok videos. And so they help their creators, you know, again, turn their passions into a livelihood if they so choose. Now, here are some of the questions that are answered in this section. And don't worry, we'll include links so you can go to this on the TikTok app. Is there a fixed number of creators who can take part in this? And there's not. There's unlimited amount of creators who can join the Creator Fund. It'll also tell you how the funds are calculated. And the sky is the limit on what you can earn through the Creator Fund. So that's pretty cool that there's no maximum or minimum earning per creator. Now, who is eligible? These are the requirements. You have to be based in the US, UK, France, Germany, Spain, or Italy. You have to be at least 18 years old, have at least 10,000 followers, have at least 100,000 video views in the last 30 days, and then have an account that fits with the TikTok community guidelines and their terms of service. So we kind of touched on that a little bit when we talked with Jess about the Pinterest and everything. So some of those kind of apply still. And so creators who meet the eligibility requirements can apply within the TikTok app through your pro creator account. Now, there's another place called the Creator Marketplace that you can get involved with. And this is what I really like, because this is the collaboration platform to connect brands and creators on TikTok. And so through the Creator Marketplace, creators can collaborate with brands. So you have the opportunity as a creator to connect with brands for sponsorship opportunities. You can receive access to online collaboration tools and get tips on creating advertiser-friendly videos for brands. And the eligibility requirements are much the same, but this is available in 24 countries. So when you click the link, you can find out which countries those are available in. When a creator chooses to apply, your application will be reviewed and notifications will be sent with the results. And I like this too, that if it's not approved the first time, you can reapply within 30 days. So it's not a one and done. You've got a chance to, you know, make some changes and, you know, on your TikTok account. Now, how does the Creator Marketplace work? After joining TikTok Creator Marketplace, you'll go to your settings, locate TikTok Creator Marketplace, and then manage your creator profile. And there's two primary ways to collaborate with brands. You can get a direct invite. So brands, you know, are on there and they can reach out to you and invite you to work with them, or through open application campaigns. And so this is, you know, kind of like an all call, like this is what we want to do, and we're looking for someone who might fit this. So those are two ways. And so this allows brands to search for creators just like you. Brands will have the ability to see your profile, your audience demographics, engagement metrics, and more. Best practices suggest aligning with the brand on your video details, including the shooting location, wardrobe, number of reshoots, payment details, and more. So you can get all this out there. So there's no, you know, there's good communication between you and the brand as to what each one of you are looking for. And I really like that, because I think that's a really cool way to get on TikTok and, you know, find people who might fit your brand. So, you know, like me as a destination, and, you know, our other destinations who might be out there listening, you know, I thought that was a really cool way to find people who are creating content that would fit your brand. So have you ever used that, Carrie?
You know, I recently started a TikTok, so these are all really helpful for me, and I'm going to put them into use, and I will let you know. I recently joined Creator Marketplace, so I don't have a lot of experience, or I haven't even received anything from them yet, but it's just another opportunity to earn money, and I'm always excited about those opportunities.
Yeah, well, that is really cool that you're right at the beginning, so you can keep us up to date on your progress.
Yeah, cool. I will.
Yeah. One more cool way to earn money on TikTok is through tips. And I thought this was so neat that creators can receive tips from viewers who want to show their support. Of course, you have to go through Creator Next. You have to apply through that. And one little tip in there is that you have to set up an account on Stripe, which is the payment provider. And they say it takes about 48 hours to, you know, get approved for that. So it's not a very quick process. It may take a few days. So if you're working on a campaign, you know, where you might want to start tips, you might want to wait until everything has gone through the process there. But you can send a tip. Viewers can send $5, $10, $15 or a custom amount. They can even do it anonymously. Now, there is a limit on tips. There's a limit of $100 per transaction and a total of $500 per day. Now, who's eligible? You have to, of course, Creator Next. That's your jumping off point. You have to be 18 years or older, have at least 100,000 followers, have an account in good standing with TikTok, be based in the U.S., and business accounts are not eligible to participate. So those are the eligibility requirements. But I just thought that was so cool that TikTok wants to reward the amazing content that's out there, because there's some really cool stuff on TikTok. So I thought that was really neat that you could say, hey, I love this. Here's a tip.
I like that too. I think it's a great way to engage the community and to let them show their appreciation for the work that creators do.
That was really cool. All right, Carrie, do you want to tell us what you found out about earning money on Instagram?
Yeah, so I actually currently earn money on Instagram, and there's several ways to do this. The thing I love about Instagram is you actually don't have to have 100,000 followers to start earning money.
Oh.
On Instagram, you can be a micro influencer. And if you have an audience that is in a specific niche, companies will reach out to you. They want to have influencers who have connection with their audience. And oftentimes those micro-influencers fit that bill. So don't be discouraged by the number of followers you have. And here's some things that I've done that have earned me money. So the first thing is be aware there's a Reel Creator Program. Instagram is really pushing Reels right now. And you can check to see if you're eligible. If you just go to Instagram, I'm pulling up my phone right now, and go to the three dashes on your homepage, go to settings, and then you're going to go to, I'm a creator, so I hit my creator button, and then it says monetization status. And if you hit that, it'll pull up with something that says you're eligible for monetization and it has a green check mark. So it'll give you monetization policies and a few other things if you don't have that check mark. And maybe we can talk about that in a future episode, but that's one way that you can see if you're eligible to be even invited to the Reels program.
Oh, cool.
So with Instagram, you do have to be invited to the Reels program, and that's typically just done through the feed. You'll get a little thing that invites you and you click on it and you can get started. The ways that I guess I get the most money and the most monetization is first I write articles for blogs, and then they use them on Instagram. We link to the blogs. I also create content such as Reels, posts, and stories for brands and destinations. We do hosted stays where they host us. I'm sure you know all about this, mm-hmm. Malia. They pay us, they bring us out, and then they pay us to create so much content that they can then turn around and use on their social media channels. I love selling my photography, and it's actually quite a big moneymaker. So if you are serious in Instagram, getting either a really high quality phone with a great camera or a DSLR. We have a mirrorless Sony and it works fantastic. Our images are really crisp. I recently sold an image for several hundred dollars because you sell the usage rights. So if they only want to use it for 6 months, that's one price. If they want to use it for a year or forever, you can actually have higher prices. So for all of those of you out there who may not have a huge following and brands may not be, knocking down your door at this point, that's okay because you can sell your skills. You can sell your photography and your writing and the posts that you create. Oftentimes they'll want to post them on their own channels. So don't get discouraged if you're just getting started. Let's see. A couple of other ways is to become an affiliate. And this is when you make sales for the company. So maybe you're really fashionable and everybody loves your shirts. So you'll have an agreement with a company and they'll give you a unique link, and everybody who purchases through your link, you'll get a kickback from that. So a lot of people make a lot of money doing affiliate sales. Another great feature on Instagram is you can open an Instagram shop and you can tag items there. Your followers can go and they can purchase those items. So that's another way that's really pretty unique and new to Instagram. It's a year old or 2 years old, but that's a really great way if you have items that you want to sell or clothing that you want to promote. One of my favorite things that I have not done yet, but I have several ideas, is to create and sell a digital product. This is something that can continually give you income. You create it once and then you promote it and people purchase it over and over again. So it's just an additional stream of income, which is great. Some people do. The people that I am friends with that do really well, they actually teach content creation courses. So how do you succeed in monetizing these platforms? And they do really well at that. But you can do courses on anything that you want, gardening or anything that really, you know, how to play instruments, whatever it is that you're passionate about, and you can sell it on Instagram.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of a great opportunity. You can also offer paid services. You can, you know, we've already talked about selling physical products. The last thing I want to talk about is content marketing platforms. There are platforms you can join and you join as a creator and they will pair you or brands will choose you to represent them. So they'll tell you, we'll pay you this much money and we want you to create one reel, two posts, and we want you to post between these dates. And you don't get quite as much money this way, but it's a great way to break into working with brands and to get some experience. So those are some of the ways that I have monetized Instagram. And like I said, don't be scared if you don't have a lot of followers, because if you have a genuine audience that you connect with, brands love that. That's what they want. They want an audience that trusts you. So what about Facebook? Did you learn anything, Malia, about monetizing Facebook?
Yeah, a lot like TikTok's Creator Next, Creator Studio and Facebook is where that you can, you know, it gathers all of the tools that you need to, you know, post, manage, monetize, and then track performance of the content, you know, on your Facebook and your Instagram accounts, because, you know, we can track both of those through there. And anyone who manages a page can use Creator Studio, though your page role determines the specific information you can see. So if you didn't create the page and you didn't make yourself an admin, make sure that whoever added you made you an admin. So then that way you'll have all of the functions there. But go to your Access Monetization Overview, and that will tell you the monetization status of your pages. So you can find out if you're eligible. You can find out what monetization products you're currently using. You can view metrics. You can find out what monetization products you may be eligible for. So that's a great place to start is Creator Studio. There's in-stream ads that you can use. And these are just ads that play before, during, or after your videos that can help you earn money on Facebook. Brand Collabs Manager, again, like on TikTok, this really excites me as being a brand. And it's a free marketplace that helps brands and creators learn more about each other and connect with one another. And so you can discover partnership opportunities. And it's kind of like a one-stop shop. So Brand Collabs Manager, creators can source new deals, manage partnerships, customize insights, you know, share with your brands, like all in one place. And so with brands, this is, you know, talking as destinations here, you can expand your reach with partnerships and you can manage your partnerships. And then of course you can measure your branded content performance. So I really like that too. Like with TikTok, you can find, and you mentioned with Instagram as well, like you can find people and it, you know, it matches you up. And I love that it just is right there for you. There's also subscriptions on Facebook, and this allows dedicated audiences to support the pages they love with monthly recurring payments. So supporters are rewarded with perks such as exclusive content, personal interactions, and a supporter badge. There's also Stars, and this is a feature that allows you to monetize your video and audio content. And viewers can buy stars and send them to you while you're live or on past live videos that had stars enabled. And so when you're in the audio room, you know, you can receive a star, and for every star you receive, Facebook will pay you 1 cent in US dollars. And I know that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you know, if you keep getting them and getting them and get them, I mean, that really can add up. So there's also paid online events. And I imagine that this was probably really popular during COVID when things were virtual, you know, that you could have, you know, live events that were paid that you could click to pay, and then you could get in there and see, you know, what no one else could see if they didn't pay for that event. And then of course you can, you know, rewatch the event after it's over. So those are some ways there to monetize your Facebook page.
So one takeaway that I hope you get from today's discussion is that there are many ways to monetize your social media channels, whether you have a big following, a small following, and it benefits both destinations and influencers. As in influencers, when we get paid, we dedicate more of our time to creating this great content. And for destinations, when they have good content, then they can promote the things that they need to promote in a positive way and draw more visitors. I recently was invited to the Reels program on Facebook. So that's something new for me. You receive an invite. I received an invite through an email, and you click on that and you have so long to join. And basically you have a month to create the Reels and see how you do, see how much money you get. So it'll be fun to try that and to see all of these different ways to maybe touch a little bit more on TikTok and Facebook for myself.
Yeah, excited to see how you do with that as well. This wraps up this episode about how to make money on social media as an influencer or creator, and we hope this helps you to start earning money or more money on social.
We want to continue the conversation about this hot topic and all things influencer creator marketing. To keep this discussion going and stay up to date on the latest content, follow Influencer Marketing for Destinations Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. We would love to hear your thoughts and answer any of your questions. For transcripts with links, check out our website at www.thedmpn.com. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Haynes and Carrie Ward and produced by Relic.